The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, I'm Joanna Santa Barbara and we're about to share an eco postcard. In eco postcards, I give you brief summaries of information about what's going on in our beautiful but damaged world, and how lots of people are working to support nature in a great many ways. Some stories are angering or saddening, and others are inspiring. I hope they help you find your own pathway to protect the people and planet you love. The first thing I want to talk about today, to me, certainly on the very inspiring side of things, I've been working in this area of climate action for many years now, a couple of decades really. And when I pursue deep analyses of why we're in the predicament we're in, not only with climate change, but in all the ways we relate to our natural world and all the damage that we've done to biodiversity, fresh water, the oceans, and so on. When I look at those who try to understand deeply what's behind this, people often come to the conclusion that it's the relationship that we conceive of having with nature that is the problem. That we treat nature as a kind of warehouse of goods that we will extract and use and throw away and just go on and on doing that with no regard to the Earth's capacity to regenerate. And so we're simply running down a lot of natural resources and damaging soil, damaging the oceans, damaging the atmosphere and its climate system, and so on. It's our exploitative dominant relationship that's at the heart of this. And the answer to this that's usually given is that we have to rethink our relationship, rethink ourselves as part of nature, not standing over dominating it. And it's also sometimes pointed out that Indigenous people do this naturally. Well, what I have for you today is based in this context, and I found it very thrilling. The New Zealand Maori Council is a body that has a long history, I don't know, 60, 70 year history, of being a very esteemed group of Maori elders who take care of the well-being of Maori throughout the land. Now, with the current debate about a constitution, a written constitution for New Zealand, the New Zealand Maori Council has come up with some reflections on what should be in this. And this is where we start today. And I will quote just a little from what they've written about this and hope that you will find it as inspiring as I do. Here we go. A constitution should reflect the fundamental values of the people it represents to ensure the continued survival of that society. In Te Ao Māori, the environment holds a central place in its worldview, underpinning the fundamental values of Māori that establish the interconnectedness between the sphere of people and the sphere of nature. This represents a dual existence in contrast to Western models that are based on constructs of separation. Te Ao Māori and Tikanga principles should therefore be enshrined in the constitutional framework of Aotearoa, New Zealand. This would enable constitutional recognition of the environment and our relationship with it, providing a solid foundation to address climate change with an inbuilt accountability mechanism for governing institutions. So I would like to pause to let that sink in, but I will now move on to the next item, or two items really, dealing with our emissions trading system. And here I want to first of all point out that it has inherent serious problems. And secondly, point out the fallacy, in my opinion, of imagining that it can or will do the whole job of reducing the emissions we need to reduce to do our fair share to protect the climate for future generations. So let's have a look at this. The government has made the emissions trading scheme, or let me call it the ETS, the centerpiece of its climate strategy, but it said nothing about what it'll do to prevent the carbon market from crashing out in just over a decade, which is what is predicted. And warnings about the ETS running out of runway in the 2030s aren't new. They were first raised by the Climate Change Commission. That's the body of experts set up to give independent advice to the government on climate change. And they first started pointing out in 2022 that the ETS was going to crash in the 2030s. But they've taken on added seriousness because the present government is relying almost entirely on the scheme to meet its climate targets. And the Climate Change Commission is saying, well, we're probably going to meet the first, but it's getting very shaky. With the second, we may not meet it. And the third looks particularly problematic unless something is done now to get things back on track. So what are the problems? Well, firstly, the government's emphasis on the ETS is leading to more and more trees being planted on more and more agricultural land. In the short term, these trees will produce carbon credits under the scheme, which will offset gross emissions. But eventually, they're going to oversupply the market and flood the market with cheaper and cheaper carbon credits. And secondly, even before the cap reaches zero, the government's ability to auction ETS units and therefore control emissions will be eroded by its policy of distributing free units to big polluters, which it currently does. A very large proportion of permission to emit carbon is distributed free. And of course, the working of the scheme depends on paying for them. And so the overall consequence is the loss of the ETS as a tool for controlling emissions, according to the Climate Change Commission. And when the government's relying on the ETS as its primary tool for doing that, this should be throwing up real red flags about it. Furthermore, many people argue that we don't have to worry about climate change because the ETS is going to do the job for us and nothing else is needed. This is a very dangerous misunderstanding. It was never designed to do the whole job. That was entirely clear from the beginning of the ETS that we needed policies that cut emissions as well as the ETS. And if we did rely on it to do the sole job, the cost of emissions and petrol prices would soar and the poor would be hit especially hard. So this puts us in a very, you know, we really need to pay attention to this and do something about it. And I need to sign off at this point. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and this has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcards is Mondays 3:30 p.m. and 9:45 a.m. on Saturdays. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.